What's up?
What can you tell us about Montel Owens?
Well, I was with him in Jacksonville. It was the year before he went to the Pro Bowl, I think. He's a very serious-minded, a tough kid that has played very well in the kicking game. He has, you know, he's had some injury issues the last couple years, but when he's been out on the field, he's a really good player.
Did he practice today?
Yes, he did. He practiced today.
Does that familiarity help at all with you
Yeah, I think so. I think that'll help him. You know, it's been a while since he's been in the system, but he's a strong, tough-minded kid. So it's we're glad to have him.
Coach, what's it like these days? Have things changed in your meetings and in the locker room and walking around? And how do they not change?
You know, you'd have to ask the players that question. It hasn't changed as far as our approach, you know, from a coaching standpoint, I can tell you that. I mean, we've done probably more than what we did before, you know, the situation that we're in right now. So I don't think it's changed at all. I think our guys are still focused and trying to keep going. It's just unfortunate the way things have happened, but I don't think it's changed, no.
Do you look at it as important for you and your units to finish strong?
I looked at it from day one that, you know, you'd like to finish strong. You know, I mean, we're supposed to produce every time we go out on the field. And when you don't, you're disheartened. And when you do, you don't get as much thrill out of the other side of it, to be honest with you. I mean, you probably are more disheartened when things don't go well than you are elated when things go well, if that makes sense. So, you know, you expect it, and unfortunately it hasn't happened that way.
What all did you drill into with the guys after the Dallas game? Obviously, there were a lot of things to correct in that.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably not a good film session, obviously. And the discouraging thing was we strung together a couple solid weeks. and then we didn't, you know, in that game. And, you know, the biggest thing was we didn't handle one of their guys, and that was Bruce Carter. You know, everyone can talk about what they want, but Bruce Carter's one we didn't handle, and we felt like he was a guy that going in we had to handle. We knew we had to handle him. I knew we had to handle him for sure because I'd seen him before. So, you know, we just didn't do that, and that's something that got to live with. You can't get it back and go from there.
Is that a tough situation for Feely to be in, just even though he's a veteran, to just throw him in there? Was that part of the decision not to kick at one point?
Yeah, that was a hard deal because, you know, we brought him in late, real late, with Robbie, you know, getting hurt on whatever day it was. It was late in the week, and we didn't want to kick him the day before the game. It was a hard situation to come into, and he'd only been kicking once a week, and it wasn't exactly great conditions. I mean, Dan Bailey had knocked everything through the end zone going into our game, and he didn't do it in our game for sure, so... It was a harder night than what people thought, and you know, we'll just have to deal with it. And he's had practice under his belt, and you just have to see how it goes from there.
So Robbie would have kicked that field goal and had a fourth down situation, 47 or something, or was it the conditions didn't allow?
Yeah, I don't remember it, to be honest with you. As far as, you know, I don't remember the exact yard line. You have to give me an exact yard line,
30,
but.
Yeah.
There's a possibility he probably would have. I can't say that right now. I don't know, you know, game situation-wise, what it was, all that. I mean, I'm definitely not thinking about that game right now. That seems like a while ago. We're trying to get ready for New Orleans and another good group.
This business can be rough on coaches. It can be uncertain from day to day, week to week. How do you deal with that, the idea of not sure what the future holds beyond?
You know, I think for 26 years, I just have thought about it like, you know, that's what the business we've chosen. You know, I mean, that's really what it is. You just have to keep slugging away and just keep making it a day to day situation for you. You can't worry about what the future holds, and I'm not worried about what the future holds. I think you have to put everything in perspective. You know, and that's how you deal with it. And I think that's what we have to get across to our players. We're here to still go out and win every single game we can and win every single play we can, and that's how we have to get it across to the players.
How long does a young coach sort of take you to come to grips with that whole idea?
Yeah, I don't know that I'm still at grips with it, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, when you do your life's work, you want to be good at your life's work. And when you're not good at your life's work, then it gets you disheartened. But you don't quit. You know, you keep slugging and you keep trying to box your way out of it. And that's what I'm going to do. That's what we're going to do.
So that attitude, that whole blocking out type thing, does that make the job easier to enjoy or less, you know what I'm saying? Does it make it tough to enjoy your work when you have either don't or have to work, when you have those, you're in that situation where you never really know or you don't think about the future? I mean,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just think it's just about going to the next day. I mean, you know, you just work through the day and you go. I mean, like our it's not like I'm going home any earlier on Wednesday than I did when we were still in it. You know, I mean, I don't, and that's none of the coaches. I mean, that's football. You know, I mean, that's how it is. I mean, I've never seen, and people say they quit and stuff like, I've never seen that in the NFL, to be honest with you. I mean, I've never seen a coach that was in the situation that we are go home early and pack it in. So, I mean, I just don't think it's part of your mentality. I mean, my father-in-law would absolutely kick me in the butt if I did that. So I would. I still am worried about him. I don't want to disappoint anybody. So we just got to keep working.
You know, Mel, we talked to Mel just before you, and he was just totally focused on the next game. And the issue was, the question is, I think it's legit, is what's the detriment to looking ahead or to playing different guys or doing things with next season in mind? I mean, whether you're going to be here or not, I guess. I mean, is that a bad thing? Coaches are always, I mean, every organization is the same. We're always looking at the next game. But when you're out of the playoffs, isn't there some merit to doing things with the future in mind?
If you can really tell me that we haven't thought about the future for the whole year in the kicking game as far as the way we've gotten young guys out there.
Right. Well, yeah.
I don't see it.
I'm talking about in general. I know, obviously.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. It's different for us, yeah. Because we've used young guys throughout the year, and so I would think that you're trying to get that across to our guys as much as possible. I can't really answer that, to be honest with you. I think you just try to go out and win. I mean, I know it sounds cliche, but it's the truth. I mean, if you're playing tiddlywinks, you try to win. If you're playing whatever, you're trying to win. And that's what we want to do. We want to put ourselves in the best position to win.